a rebellious gang of teenagers feel like causing some trouble. They go out at night, blackening their faces so no one will spot them. For no reason at all, these unruly kids just start cutting down trees, and after that, they find a rabbit warren and take a rabbit or two just because, well, because they feel like it. They take things a step further when they get into the town. And there, they pickpocket a man and take a watch, which in today's money is worth about 40 bucks. The last thing they do on this crime spree is mindlessly wreck a fish pond. The teens then hang up their gloves and call it a night, only to be arrested the next morning as they chow down on their porridge. Can you guess how many capital crimes they committed that night? Answer: a lot. In the late 17th century, there were around 50 crimes in England that were punishable by death, but by the end of the 18th century, that number was more like 220. One of the crimes those kids committed that could have seen them hanged was blackening their faces at night with the intent to commit a crime. Shoe polish was for shoes, not faces. They could have also been hanged for cutting down trees, stealing a rabbit, stealing something worth about 5 shillings or 40 bucks today, and they could have also faced the gallows for doing that destruction job on the fish pond. Some of those offenses you will no doubt agree are not exactly major crimes, but the English invented these strict measures because they thought it would prevent crimes from happening in the first place. Some people at the time said there was no other country on the planet where so many crimes were punishable by death. Being a teen back then was risky, to say the least, at least if you were the kind who broke a few rules now and again. As you'll find out, things improved, but in the era of what's being called the time of the Bloody Code, things were pretty crazy. In the 60 years between 1770 and 1830, around 7,000 people were executed in England and Wales.